Hi, this is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I'm here in the U.S. Open Media Center with...
Frances.
And Frances is working the media desk. And Frances, what is your involvement with the media desk here at the Open?
Oh, I am with Customer. What are we with here? We're with Media Services.
Media Services.
Yes.
And you just mentioned to me that you are married to a...
Was married to
a former professional player.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what that life was like.
Oh, it was great. It was very exciting. I've traveled probably about 44 weeks out of the year for about 4 years.
Wow. And did you have children at the time?
No, we weren't married yet. We got married just at the end of his career before he went to business school.
Wow. And so as the significant other of a player, tell me a little bit about what a typical day was like.
Well, it would have been organizing our life, really, which took place in the air, in the hotels, and on the court. You know, it was just basically making sure that, you know, his side of things were ready to go as far as laundry, hotel reservations, airfares, and all that kind of stuff. And then he did the playing, and he went to the court and practice, and we got to travel all over the world, different continents. About 6 weeks of the year, 6 weeks, we were in one continent, 6 weeks in another, and we'd be home for 2 weeks and off again.
Wow. And so did you hang out with the other significant others while you were traveling?
Oh, yeah.
You had
the larger tournaments you would do, yeah. Usually they were 32-man events unless we got to larger draws, but yeah, definitely.
And did he have a coach that traveled with him as
Not
well?
Not at that time, no, because that wasn't really what we were, you know, back, this is a while ago.
Okay.
So the coaches really came into being just as he was leaving. That was his decision to either put money into going to business school or into a coach. He decided he was transferring to another vocation. Business, and now he's an investment banker.
Wow. So interesting, because our audience is typically tennis parents. And so when a parent has a child that's coming up and has dreams of playing professionally, they don't always understand all the little nuances of what it means to be out on the tour. So maybe you could share some little secrets, dirty little secrets of the tour.
Oh, boy. That's a long time ago. You're going back at least 20-plus years for me. But for me, it was unique because I'd traveled all over the world before I got into this, and I'd lived in Europe my whole life, so I saw it from a completely different perspective. It was a great possibility for me to go to places I'd never been. I never knew anything about the States, never lived here. So I got to know the States through the travels and the different tournaments, and I saw extraordinary parts of the world that I never would have seen otherwise.
That's fabulous.
So from that point of view, from the significant other's side, that was fantastic, but I can't say that was true for all the other significant others who were traveling.
And so watching him compete, do you think this is something that is a positive? That would you encourage parents to say to their kids, yes, follow that dream? Or now you say he's in another career, was that the right move?
I think you should follow your dream and your career if you want to do that. But I do think that there are some, I've noticed, I think there's some negatives. I actually stopped my child from going in that direction. It wasn't his child, but I did decide that it wasn't the best balance, I think, to be a professional in many ways. I think it's too single-minded.
Interesting. And so you guided your child into college?
Well, I did, but he did varsity tennis and varsity many other sports, but he had the opportunity to go further in tennis, and we chose not to for keeping it a balance.
Interesting. Yeah. And so I just got a little note slid to me saying that the significant other that we're discussing actually got to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open.
Yes, he did.
That's a pretty phenomenal accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
And so as his sidekick, how did that make you feel to watch him have such success here?
Well, to tell you the truth, we only met just as that happened. So I really wasn't a part of that whole big boom, but thereafter I was. I traveled with him extensively at the beginning of our relationship for the offshoot of what happened there, and that he overplayed. He overplayed that next year after he won the quarterfinals because he was so sought after for racket contracts and clothing and stuff that he had to do it for his contracts, and he overplayed physically, and it was a detriment. To his game that year.
That's terrible to
hear. And it was hard to catch back up to get back in the rankings again once he started to slide after having overplayed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with Parenting Aces.
My pleasure.